Good evening, everyone. It's time to take charge of your life. Hello, this is marriage and family therapist Eleanor Barbaro, your host, inviting you to take charge of your life on WDIY. The theme of this program is that so many events in life happen to us over which we have no control. Our only control is our response to life's situations. It is often said that 90% of life's events happen to us, and 10% is what we make happen. Tonight, we talk about how prepared are we in the case of an emergency that requires that we leave our homes as quickly as possible. It might be a fire, it might be a storm, a flood, or a power outage, or when the fireman knocks on your door and says you have 5 minutes to leave, or the policeman says a train has derailed and toxic fumes will be here in 5 minutes and you have to get out now. What will you take? What will you take with you? What documents will you take, and where are they? How long will it take you to find everything? What should you do? Where are the documents that you need, your taxes, your insurances? Are you organized enough to get out in 5 minutes? My guest this evening is Marilyn Rebben, who has formulated a document or a group of documents called Record Help. And in case of an emergency, you will be able to get out in 5 minutes. Marilyn Rebben is a graduate of the University of Southern California, worked as a hospital administrator where she saw the need for department heads to have a tool that was really easily accessible and portable to take with them in times of disaster or evacuation. This vital emergency was compiled in what she calls My Little Red Book. Fast forward to retirement in a 55-plus community where she became involved in disaster preparedness and as staff developer for 10,000 residents and later a representative from the Riverside County Fire Department to all the gated communities in Palm Desert, California. With the help of experts in other fields, she's developed a very remarkable document called Record Manual that has helped to organize the usually insurmountable task of safeguarding important documents. It is a pleasure to welcome Marilyn Rebben to help us take charge of our lives on WDIY. Welcome, Marilyn.
Hi, good morning, good evening, I guess, over there. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction.
Well, you know, you have developed a remarkable a folder called Record Help. And what it does is to organize people's lives in such a way that we know how to go about organizing our lives. Most people do not do this. Maybe we think about doing it, but we don't. How did you come to organize this way?
It's taken many, many years and a lot of happenings to me. Years and years and years ago, I used to work for the General Electric Company, and we had to track our shipments all over the country way before there were computers. So everything was done manually, and to me, I'm kind of a nerd, I'm sorry to say, but I like doing things like that. I like knowing where everything is and what's important and getting my hands on everything. And that was probably my first interest. And then when I wanted to go to college and graduate school, I had taken some courses in record management to further develop my abilities and to make money to get through school. You know, who has the money nowadays, especially for going to college? And I was very fortunate when I graduated with a degree in gerontology from USC. I needed to find a position to start an internship, and I was able to trade my knowledge of record management for the internship for free. Other students coming out of psychology and similar programs had to pay. So I just love organizing papers. Don't ask me why.
But you do a wonderful job, I must say. It's the most wonderfully organized group of papers I've ever seen, and I've never seen it in such a way that I can truly understand it.
Good. That's what I'm aiming for.
Now, I want my listeners to understand that what we have here is a folder of information. Let me give you an example. The table of contents includes identification, personal information, emergency contacts, health information, and end-of-life issues. You know, people think about end-of-life issues, but we often don't confront it. But this is very important. And you have here a place to put down what you would like to have happen for your end-of-life issue.
I live in California, and in California, it's, and I imagine in other towns around the country as well, your emergency responders, such as ambulances, for example, their mission is to save lives. The mission of hospitals is to save lives. But there are many people who, because they are so elderly, so impaired, they lack quality of life, they don't wish to have all of the incredible emergency, life-extending methodologies that have been developed by medicine and scientists over time. They don't want it. And if you can't wave in their face the paperwork that says, I don't want it, I don't want anything unusual to extend my life, they're going to do it. And that is very hurtful to families and to the person involved. In California, we have a rule where you can have you don't necessarily have to go to an attorney. They have what's called a holistic will, where someone can write down what they want with some witnesses, and that'll do it. Of course, you have to check the laws in your own community, but people need to say ahead of time or have someone that can speak for them should an emergency of that type come up.
Well, here, for example, in your folder, and this is listed, everything is listed in this wonderful folder. For example, end-of-life issues, documents, who has a copy, the telephone number, where is a copy located in your home, and attach a copy. And the will, who has a copy, their telephone number. Where is a copy located in your home? Attach a copy. Do you have an attorney? Name of attorney, address, telephone number, email. I mean, this is really very special, Marilyn, because we think about it, and many people have it located somewhere, but not necessarily in one place in a very organized fashion as this is presented. Again, this is called Record Help, and it's a folder with a table of contents of all the things that you need. And if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Take Charge of Your Life. And this evening, we're talking about record help, how to organize your life for any kind of difficulty. And my guest is Marilyn Rebhun, and she has put together a remarkable folder with every bit of information organized so that you can get a hold of it immediately. You don't have to have a whole big file cabinet. It's called Record Help. And for additional information, you can call Marilyn at Record Help at 760-218-1036. Marilyn, give the email that they can get information about Record Help.
Right. They can ask me for a free brochure at Record Help 2017 at outlook.com. That's Record Help, no space, no spaces, 2017 at outlook.com. Something you said just now just struck me. Once in a while you'll find people that have put some files into a file cabinet. Well, the problem is you don't have the time. here's the idea. There's an emergency. It's most important for the people to be safe. And for any animals, their pets are like their children. But after that, sometimes people seem to think of a wedding album. They'll think of some pictures that they want to grab. They just don't realize how important these documents are. Now, you couldn't possibly have all of them in one spot. And so the idea of Record Help, it's an organizational tool, and it's not computerized. But this tool enables you to put down where these important documents are, as you just said, because the will and the trusts and the mortgages and the tax returns, it adds up. It's an awful lot of paperwork. You couldn't gather it. You couldn't carry it when you're running for your life. And you have 5 minutes to get out.
And this is organized in such a way is that you just need a folder. It's just a folder with all of the things that you need, and you can put everything in the folder and actually just use all of the information in Record Help, and you have everything ready to go.
Well, that's true. There is a section that has what I call life documents, and there are some that, you know, you must have originals. For example, a lot of people don't know this. You need to have original death certificates. And you need lots of them because everybody is asking you for it. The bank is asking, the mortgage company. Everyone needs it. And so those few documents you really want in this little folder. The rest, as you say, it tells you where it is. And I have in front helpful hints, and I think what's vitally important, besides keeping this manual secure, is that you give a copy to either an attorney or a trusted family member, somebody that will have a copy, because what if it's somehow lost, even though, you know, you've taken it, well, you didn't make it out or it didn't make it out. Somebody knows what's important to you. And this can be helpful for so many issues. I hear stories that it's really amazing. I sell real estate, and a woman lost her house because she couldn't find her mortgage papers. I tried. She pointed me to a steam trunk. You know, like the olden days, you had these big steamer trunks that you would take on. I went for hours looking through it. I mean, I couldn't find it. Eventually, she lost her house. That was serious.
And we're going to talk more about how Record Help can help us to take charge of our lives when we return to Take Charge of Your Life on WDIY.
If you are a Golden Age folkie and love the music of Woody Guthrie, Bob Dylan, Judy Collins, Joan Baez, and the Kingston Trio, WDIY is the place to be on Monday nights. From 7 to 9 p.m. on folk classics, all of that great music from the late 1940s to the late 60s will fill the airwaves, and we will welcome your ideas about the artists and songs you'd like to hear. Folk classics, Mondays from 7 to 9 p.m. right here on WDIY.
In 2017, WDIY is celebrating 22 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit wdiy.org or call 610-694-8100. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
Welcome back to Take Charge of Your Life. Hello, this is Eleanor Bobrow, your host. This evening, we're talking about a very important issue that many of us think about, or we'll do it someday, but we don't get around to it. And this is about organizing our paperwork and organizing essential documents that we need to have ready and available in case of an emergency, in case of a death in the family, in case of fire, in case of a storm. And my guest this evening is Marilyn Rebhun, who has organized a folder called Record Help. And it is absolutely astonishing because it is so neatly organized in a way that many of us would like to do, but we haven't gotten around to it. So, for example, where is your last bank statement? Do you have a copy of your tax return? My spouse is dead. What do I do now? Who is my stockbroker? Where's my bank? Who should I call? These are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And Marilyn Rebhun has organized a folder called Record Help to help us organize every document, every telephone number that we might need to help us be organized in times of an emergency. This is absolutely astonishing. And you can take the record manual with you when you have to evacuate, and you can keep the record manual in one folder to be secure. Tell us some other things that you have found helpful in your experience as a realist in real estate and working with the elderly.
Well, I have to tell you a funny story that comes to mind. I was working with a client. And here I can offer assistance to them, guiding them through it, exactly how to approach it, giving them ideas of the best way. And
the best way to do what?
Well, to use the manual.
Oh, to use the manual. Okay.
Right. I mean, I provide a lot of helpful hints, but when I can sit down with someone in person and they want that service, that's what I was doing. And we came to the section about passwords. And it's really an interesting thing because I've had other friends say the same thing to me. A lot of families, the husband has a computer with his own password, and the wife has a computer with her own password, but they don't know each other's password. And if they, like, go on vacation and shut down the computer, and anything should happen, you can't get into your spouse's computer. I mean, it's as simple as that, of having, and I was going over, and we were talking about just this area, and they wanted to get a password, and they couldn't find where they thought they kept their list. They looked for 15 minutes, and this wasn't even, you know, a pink slip or a stockbroker. It was just they couldn't find it. So it just brings to mind how important it is to be organized, how important it is to be able to put your hands on one little file and get everything you need. And it is so useful. I thought originally when I started developing it that it would be a great tool for the 55-plus group. Because it's difficult. People move all over the country. Your heirs may be on the opposite coast. They don't know where anything is. I had someone that recently told me they were the next of kin, and it was this gentleman's brother. He lives on the West Coast, and his brother lived in New York City. Well, he passed away unexpectedly. And actually, they didn't even find out for like a week. They had no information when he went back, nothing, not even a Social Security number. There was nothing there. They couldn't find anything. That makes it really, really tough. And you never know what's been lost. A neighbor of mine, she just mentioned to me, she wished that her sister-in-law had used this and had a document like this because her sister-in-law's husband passed away unexpectedly, and they were never aware of a secret bank account.
Ah.
I can't say why, but there was a secret bank account which came to light much, much later because the bank happened to send something to the home rather than the post office box. And she, the wife, found out about it, and there was a lot of money involved. Funny thing is, I have a section under assets and gifts to heirs.
Right.
People don't think about monies that other people owe them. You know, there could be a lot of money. Maybe you lent $10,000 to Tom for whatever reason, and your kids wouldn't know about it. So it's things I've tried to think of everything. I'm sure nothing has everything, but I've worked a very long time and in the field, being a gerontologist, working in disaster. There's a lot of stuff. And another story I might tell you, this happened to me personally. There was a death of a family member, and there was money that had been left to my mother. And it was a very large sum of money. It was around $250,000. And my mother always told me that she had told her brother that in case of her passing, that money was supposed to go to me. Well, he did pass, but I couldn't touch the money because even though I could prove that I was my mother's daughter, I could not prove that my mother was my uncle's brother.
Ah.
I couldn't prove because she was born at a time where she was born at home. There weren't any birth certificates. And she changed her name several times. Not unusual in the older generation.
Well, that's very important. And, I want our listeners to understand that this comes in a manila folder, and it has a table of contents so that you have everything is well organized. It comes with the table of contents, just to give you an idea, has identification, personal information, emergency contacts, health information, end of life issues. Another section is disaster preparedness. Another section is computer passwords. And also, what insurance coverage do you have for life, health, dental, long-term care, etc.? And financial information. What are your retirement accounts? And if you have investment, who are the brokerages? And real property records, family house, vacation home, just to give you an idea. And everything is located in one folder. So you don't have to go looking for lots of papers. Everything is organized in one small package. And the other thing, Marilyn, that I find is very interesting is that you also include life documents and memories. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, so many times a person passes on and their children and grandchildren really don't know much about them. They may spend Thanksgiving with them, especially if they live far away, and other holidays, but they don't know what happened to them growing up, what influenced them, what experiences they had. And this is an opportunity, not necessarily to write a whole book, but of course someone can add as many pages as they like. But it talks about, well, what are you proud of? What have you done in your life? And what's your favorite memory? What do you like to go back to that makes you feel good and warm and happy? Many people, of course, have been in the military, and they've had some. My husband has stories about his military life that just are wonderful. And our kids ask him all the time, write it down, Dad, write it down. Well, this is a chance. I talk about, of course, college and high school and best friends and your honeymoon. And later on, and now, there may be something that you especially want to say to your kids. One of the people that contributed to this had worked at a mortuary, and saw a great deal of the value of passing along this kind of information. And then I thought, too, it's a nice place to attach some family recipes. I have a recipe for chocolate chip pumpkin bread that if it ever gets lost, and it did one year and I had help to pay, the kids want that recipe. And I make a cheesecake that my mother made, and every time I make that cheesecake, I think of my mother. It brings me close to her. And so I think family recipes sometimes are overlooked. And you can put in photos and a family tree. Family trees are pretty interesting.
Yes, they are. And you know what, Marilyn, how can people get a copy or find out more about Record Help?
Well, I have a free brochure.
Okay.
And I'd be happy to send it to anybody that requests it. The email address is recordhelp.
And with small letters.
It actually doesn't matter.
Oh, okay.
But recordhelp2017@outlook.com. recordhelp2017@outlook.com. Or they can call me for the brochure at 760-218-1036. And I might add, I don't think I mentioned this before, Ellie, this is a lot of personal information, and it's information that, you know, your attorney can have, and any children that you want or trusted friend. But, you know, you really don't want to work with a stranger and tell them about all your bank accounts and
right.
give them these numbers.
Right,
this
right.
It has to be confidential. It should remain in your home, this type of information. So that's another reason to have it all in one spot under your watchful eye and have it handy.
Exactly.
You can just grab it as you run out the door should you need to in case of an emergency.
Well, I want to thank you, Marilyn Rebhun, for helping us to understand the need to be organized and ready in case of an emergency. Thank you for helping us to organize our lives so that in case of flood, fire, earthquake, or any emergency or sudden death, we will know what to take, where it's located, and to be able to get it out in 5 minutes. Thank you, Marilyn Rebhun, author and composer of Record Help, for helping us to take charge of our lives on WDIY. Thank you again for listening. Thank you, Neil Heaver, producer. See you all on the radio next Monday evening at 6:30 p.m. when I again invite you to take charge of your life on WDIY.